For some reason, Wikipedia and Google take notice of For the Birds. After I did a blog post a couple of years ago about why Muhlenberg College professor Daniel Clem, who pioneered research into bird window collisions, deserves much more recognition, Wikipedia used that information as a starting point to create a whole entry about Clem using my photo of him and citing me in the references. If you Google the term most adorable bird in the universe, my Flickr photos and blog posts about the Cuban toady are invariably at the top of the results. My blog posts and web pages are also at or near the top of the search results when people Google several topics I've covered rather thoroughly, such as the owls of Harry Potter, bird tongues, whether feeding jelly to birds is good or bad, why baiting or feeding owls is bad, whether birds fart, just the kinds of questions inquiring people ask. I haven't written about most of these topics in years, but information like this stays current and accurate over time, and somehow Google's algorithms send these kinds of questions my way. Last week, someone in Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, apparently Googled twin chicks, double-yolked eggs hatching, or something like that, and found my blog post about twins and double yolks in bird eggs. The Narberth Bala Cynwyd Patch posted an article Thursday titled Twin Chicks Born at Bala Cynwyd Middle School, about a class studying a unit on embryology and genetics. As part of their studies, the students received 24 chick eggs. The eggs hatched over the weekend, and when the students looked in on them on Monday, January 14th, what to their wondering eyes should appear but 30 chicks? If this is accurate, it means that at least 6 pairs of twins had been produced, which is one of the most extraordinary things I've ever heard of. The newspaper article quoted one student, Danielle, who said this is beyond rare, for the most likely explanation would be 6 twins in a batch of 24, which, as two of our math teachers calculated, is a 1 in a quintillion chance. Our research has shown the probability of having a double yolk is rare, and having 2 chicks born from the same egg is even rarer. Danielle also noted, quote, when twin chicks are born, they usually need help, such as a human cracking the eggshell for them. Since all the chicks looked perfectly healthy when we came in on Monday, and since none, as far as we're concerned, had aid at birth, this is a confusing event, end quote. The article also quoted my blog, which students or the reporter must have Googled. Quote, in one study of more than 1,100 chicken eggs, double yolks were found only 3 times, that is, in less than 1/3 of 1%, according to Laura Erickson, known as the Dr. Ruth of ornithology. Quote, in another larger study, 2.8% of chicken eggs were double yolked. Very few double yolked eggs hatch, end quote. I don't get paid in money for my podcast or blog, but discovering that my work is useful for students 1,000 miles away is more rewarding than money would be. It's still mystifying how 2.5 dozen chicks hatched from 2 dozen eggs, but life is filled with mysteries. During trying times, it's wonderful when a mystery is as fluffy and adorable as 6 extra baby chicks. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.